It will start soon.
Ça commencera bientôt.
Right. Ça commencera bientôt. So actually, you have options. you can always go into the future and say, for it will start soon. Ça
va commence bientôt. Ça va commencer
right.
bientôt. Bientôt.
Ça va commencer bientôt. It is going to start soon. Ça va commencer bientôt. Or, once more, the other way.
Ça commencera bientôt.
Right. Ça commencera bientôt. Actually, in French, unlike in English, you have three options to express the future tense. In English, you have two. Yeah. You can say it is going to start soon. It will start soon in English. Yes?
Yeah.
In French, again, the going part is used more than in English. Ça va commencer bientôt. Fine. Ça commencera bientôt. The third option in French is simply using the present tense to express the future. It is correct French to say, it starts tomorrow. It is starting tomorrow. So it starts tomorrow would be ça.
Ça commence demain.
Right. Ça commence demain. So, for instance, to say, next week would be, the week is la semaine, and the week approaching is next week, la semaine prochaine. La semaine prochaine means next week. So you can say, I'm going to see you next week, which would be?
Je vais vous voir la semaine prochaine.
Right. Je vais vous voir la semaine prochaine. But you can also say correctly in French, I see you next week, which is incorrect English. But correct French. I see you would be
Je vous vois la semaine prochaine.
Right. Je vous vois la semaine prochaine. Yes. That is correct French. It's so correct that you may have noticed speaking to French people and those who have a seemingly good command of English, you may have noticed how often they will use the present tense in English.
Yes.
They will say in English, I see you next week. I talk to you later. Yes. I call you tomorrow. They will use the present tense in English.
Yeah.
Not that they don't know the future tense, which is easy in English, yes? But their own speech pattern, their own French speech pattern is in the present tense to express the future. They don't see why it shouldn't be as correct in English as it is in French to use the present tense. That is the reason why you will hear French people say, I see you next week, I talk to you tomorrow, I call you next week, and so on.
Yes.
Because it is correct French.
Yes.
It's a safe way just to go into the future, just using going, because that gives you time to think also.
Yes.
Now, to lift up is lever.
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 Not elevate.
Lever. Yes, levitate.
Lever.
Yes, lever. L-E-V-E-R. Lever. So I'm lifting it would be?
Je le levais.
You in the present tense, if it is not we or you, you have to cut.
Can you say that again?
Lever is to lift. If you say, je lever is I to lift.
Lève?
Of course. What else?
Yes. Yes.
So I'm lifting it would be?
Je le lève.
Je le lève. Right. Je le lève.
Je le lève.
He's lifting it.
Il le lève.
Il le lève. She's lifting it.
Elle le lève.
Elle le lève. Yes. I'm starting would be?
Je commence.
Je commence. Yes.
Je commence.
He is starting.
Il commence.
Il commence. It is starting.
Ça commence.
Ça commence. One is starting. One is on.
On.
Yes, on.
Commence.
O-N. One is starting would be on.
On commence.
On commence. Yes. Yes. So that on is used a lot in French. One can say, well, one is starting now, yes? On commencement now.
Right.
Not only that, but in especially in the spoken language, the on is also used to express we. Instead of nous, when one will say, bon, on commence maintenant, meaning we are starting now, instead of nous commençons, on commence. One will say, for instance,